Hello, I'm Barry Black, and welcome to Higher Ground. Lord, lift me up, and I shall stand. By faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. If we're going to go to the next level of spiritual excellence, we must be found faithful. That's what I want to talk to you about today, found faithful. He was the most handsome man in all of the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 14 describes Absalom from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. There was not a blemish on him. Now that's a good-looking man. But Absalom lacked faithfulness. He was not reliable. He was not dependable. He was not true to the standard. God wants you and me to be faithful. If you're going to go to the next level of spiritual excellence, you must strive for faithfulness. You must strive to be true to the standard. You must strive to be dependable. You must strive to be reliable. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, there is the parable of the talents. Jesus said a man went away to a far country, but before he left, he gave his servants talents. To one he gave five, to one he gave two, to another he gave one. He gave them what he knew that they could handle. But when he returned, only two of the three had taken judicious risk and given their master a profit. The one with five had 10, the one with two had four, the one with one had failed to do anything. It is very interesting, but the two productive servants received the same commendation. Not well done, brilliant servant, or successful servant, or a handsome servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." God wants you and me to be faithful. He wants to be able to depend on us. And if we will take judicious risk, we will receive the profit that God intends for us to receive. And more importantly, we will one day hear the Master say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I like faithfulness as the standard. I like the bar at faithful because it is a standard that each of us can reach. I have a friend. He is a famous gospel singer by the name of Wintley Phipps. Some of you may know him. One day, I had to offer the invocation at a hotel in Washington, D.C. I went to the hotel to offer the prayer, and I went to the green room to prepare, and who was there but Wintley Phipps? And I said, "Why are you here, Wintley?" He said, "They have flown me in from Vero Beach, Florida, to sing the national anthem." I said, "Really? You flew all the way from Vero Beach to sing the national anthem?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, that's fine. It's certainly great to see you." Well, an interesting thing happened. He went out. He sang. He sang beautifully. He sang a cappella, and the people gave him a rousing ovation. I offered my little prayer and then got in the car to head back to the Capitol. But I was thinking to myself, I could have sung the national anthem. Why would they have to fly somebody all the way to Washington, D.C.? I could have sung the national anthem before I offered the prayer. Now, if you have ever heard me sing, you will realize how humorous that idea really is. But that is what I thought. You see, we can all be great singers, but we can all be faithful. I remember once when visiting with my friend Wentley, trying to sing, and his wife rushed in the room and thought that someone had been hurt. So we can all be faithful, but we may not all have the same gifts. Be reliable, be dependable, be faithful. Faithfulness is something we all can achieve. But secondly, faithfulness is something that few of us actually achieve. And that is tragic, because it is a standard that God can help each of us to meet through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When Gideon was facing an insurmountable challenge of fighting three nations in Judges chapter 7, he was able to conscript for his army 32,000 men. God was looking for faithful soldiers. He said to Gideon in verse 2 of Judges 7, "The people that you have are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, into your hands." And so he told Gideon, "Say to your soldiers, anyone who is afraid may go home." And when Gideon used the fear test for faithfulness, 22,000 of the 32,000 men went home. Then God said to Gideon, "I have another test. Take them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. I can watch people drink water and decide which one will be faithful in battle and which one will not." And when they had finished drinking water, Gideon only had 10,000 men, 300 men left. 9,700 of them had drunk the water in an inappropriate way. Faithfulness, dependability, reliability is something that is achieved by only a few. And yet, if you want to take it to the next level in terms of spiritual excellence, you must be faithful. We read 1 Corinthians 4, 1, "Think of us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." There are two Greek words in that passage, and one suggests that of being an under rower, pulling on the oars of one of those long Roman boats. If you're going to be faithful, you need to learn how to cooperate with others. You can't just do it on your own. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. So you must be an under rower, helping out, cooperating. Former Secretary of State and General in the Army, George Marshall, said, "It is remarkable what we can accomplish when no one cares who gets the credit." We need to be reliable. We need to be dependable. We need to have that focus that will enable us to cooperate with others. The second Greek word suggests that of stewardship, supervising that which you do not own. The Greek word is okonomos. It refers to having authority over things you don't own. Joseph was an okonomos in the book of Genesis for Potiphar. He was in charge of everything in the home, but he didn't own any of it. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. We have nothing that we have not received from Him. And so the challenge is for us to be good stewards of the things that He has given us. I want to make a few suggestions on how you can be faithful. And the first suggestion is to live to serve. The text says, think of us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We must live to serve others. In fact, our Lord said, if you want to be great, you must be a servant of all. In John chapter 13, Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. There was no doulos, no slave who would normally be there to wash their feet. And no one volunteered to take that humble task. The disciples sat around the table with their dirty feet, and no one stood up to minister to the others. Perhaps they did not stand up for a good reason. You see, most of the disciples thought that Jesus was about to set up an earthly kingdom, and they did not want to end up being head of janitorial services in this new kingdom. I don't do feet. They sat there just looking at one another. And then the one who, according to Philippians chapter 2, left the chants of cherubims and the songs of seraphims and emptied himself to become a human being, Jesus Christ our Lord, stood up from the table, wrapped a towel around his waist, took off his outer garment. He poured water in a basin. He knelt on the dirty floor and proceeded to wash the feet of his disciples. He said to them, "Do you see what I have done? I am your Lord and Master. You call me Lord. If I, your Lord and Master, if I am willing to wash your feet, you should be willing to serve. You should be willing to wash one another's feet." He left us an example of being a servant. And if we are to be faithful, we are to live to serve. We are to be, according to Matthew 5, 13 and 16, salt and light in our service. Salt preserved in the days before refrigeration. Is the world safer because you are serving through intercession? You are serving by praying for the safety of our world and for our nation. The fact of the matter is, we need to be salt also to season our world and to make it more palatable. Is your work environment more pleasant because you are there? And then light illuminates. Is the world more informed? Is the world brighter because of you and because of your life? Francis of Assisi once said, "Preach the gospel everywhere you go. When necessary, use words." So if you're going to live the life of a servant, be salt, be light, make the world more palatable, make the world safer, make the world more informed, illuminate the world with your presence. There is a second thing that you must do if you are going to be faithful, dependable, reliable, true to the standard. You must be reliable in the small things. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 says, "Those who are faithful in that which is least will be faithful in that which is much. I think of the story of Miriam, the sister of Moses, in Exodus chapter 2. Miriam was told by her mother to watch over her brother, who was in an ark of bulrushes on the liquid bosom of the Nile. Miriam was just a girl given this challenging responsibility. She probably wanted to go and play with her girlfriend. She probably wanted to do some things that would bring her fulfillment and joy. Why just sit there for hours looking at an ark that didn't seem to be doing anything? And yet, because she was reliable and because she was dependable, because she didn't go off when she should have stayed there, when Pharaoh's daughter came to the Nile, Miriam took the initiative. She came forward and offered to find a nurse for Pharaoh's daughter. And because Miriam was faithful in the small things, her mother was given the responsibility of taking care of her own child, Miriam's brother. And Moses was able to learn about his destiny and become a liberator for Egypt. And so we need to be faithful in the small things. And I've placed here five things that we need to be faithful in. Each begins with a T. First of all, we need to be faithful with our time. We need to be faithful with our time. Martin King once said, "Those who get behind in a race must forever remain behind or run faster than those in front." Faithfulness with time, reliable with time. Ephesians 5 says, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Buy back the time because the days are evil." Sometimes when I go into work, I go on the Virginia Rail Express from Woodbridge, Virginia, to the Capitol building. And I'm intrigued by people on the train who are doing absolutely nothing. Sometimes it's a 30-minute or 35-minute ride, and yet there are folk who for 35 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes, will stare into space doing absolutely nothing. Time is the stuff that life is made of. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him who sent me by while it is day. The night comes when no one can work." Are you being faithful with your time? Then, are you being faithful with your talents? That is the second area that I want to emphasize. Faithful with your talents. God has given to each of us, according to 1 Corinthians 7:7, some ability, some gift to be used for his glory. Are you being faithful with your talent? Are you using it for God's glory? Are you seeking to develop it, to become more proficient in the use of your talent? Are you taking classes to become better in the use of your talents? If you have, for instance, a singing talent, have you ever taken voice lessons to learn how to sing more effectively? God expects us to be faithful with our talents. I was on an airplane, and a young lady sat beside me. She looked like a student. I said, "Where do you go to school?" She said, "I just graduated from medical school." I said, "Congratulations." I said, "Where will you be practicing medicine?" She said, "I'm not going to practice medicine." She said, "God gave me the ability to sing. My mother always dreamed of being a doctor, and she insisted that I go to medical school, so now I have fulfilled my mother's dream but I must follow my passion. I must cultivate my God-given gift. She said, I'm going to pursue music. Well, I didn't want to get involved in a family affair, but in my heart, I said, bravo. You must do the thing God created you to do. Eric Liddell, who won a gold medal in the 1924 Olympics, in the movie Chariots of Fire, said to his sister, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. When you are faithful with your talents, you will feel the pleasure of God, for there is nothing more beatific than doing what God created you to do. There's a third thing that you must be faithful in, reliable in, and that is reliable with your treasure. Someone said, the most sensitive nerve in the human body is the wallet, is the pocketbook. And we don't want to let go of our treasure. But Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Are you faithful with your treasure? My wife had a wonderful uncle. He passed. He had Alzheimer's. And it was amazing to see the rapidity in which his mental capacity was diminished. He was a math professor. We saw him one year at Christmas time, and he said, you know, I don't remember as well as I used to. And a year later, he didn't even know who we were. But one thing that he never forgot, we would sit around for 45, 50 minutes, and he would say, you know, this house is paid for. Then he wouldn't say anything for another 45 or 50 minutes, and then he'd say, you know, this house is paid for. He knew that treasure. He knew that the mortgage had been paid. Are you faithful with your treasure? Are you using it for the glory of God? There's a fourth thing that you need to be faithful with, and that is you need to be faithful with your testimony. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict, or would the judge throw out the case in a summary judgment? We must be faithful in our testimony. Paul and Silas in jail in Acts chapter 16 had such faithfulness, even though they were there unfairly, that the warden was converted and his entire house. He came out crying, what must I do to be saved? I think of that great tragedy at Columbine when that young lady had a gun placed to her head and she was asked the question, do you believe in Jesus Christ? She knew that an affirmative response would mean certain death. But she was faithful with her testimony. And she said, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, and lost her life. One day, I will see her in heaven because she was one of the martyrs. She was one of the people faithful with her testimony. Finally, be faithful with your trouble. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 says, all those who live godly will suffer persecution. If you are living right, my friend, you will be persecuted. But be faithful with your trouble. Be like David, who, when he reached a terrible situation where his men, his soldiers, were threatening to kill him, the Bible says, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He was faithful with his troubles. Many times, we are tempted to be cynical when trouble comes. But you must trust the God who said in the 23rd Psalm, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you should fear no evil, for he is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And one day when he returns, he is going to be looking not for brilliant people, not for successful people, but for reliable people, for dependable people, for people who have been true to a standard. And the commendation that he will give is one that will thrill our hearts. Well done, good and faithful servant. Faithful with your time, faithful with your talents, faithful with your treasure, faithful with your testimony, faithful with your trouble. And through it all, he will be the one who will sustain you. Through it all, he will be the one to guide you through the labyrinthine trails of life. And I am going to cast my crown at the feet of Jesus and say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor, power, riches, strength, forever and ever and ever. That is an experience not just for me, Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, but to all who love his appearance.